So we have been beginning the Vajrasattva practice, and the first opponent power, the power of alliance. And so for purification practice to work, so that we can really purify our destructive karma and refrain from doing actions again in the future to harm, is that we need to build that intention on a really firm base. And a few days ago we talked about one of those supports, which is restoring our relationship with holy beings, which is taking refuge. Refuge in their marvelous qualities, the cessations and the realizations and their mind streams, and that they are the most reliable guides to help us to develop our own wisdom and compassion, to then know what to abandon and what to cultivate. So this is a crucial support for our practice, purification practice as well as all of our practices. So this restores our relationship to holy beings. And so today we're going to talk about the second support within this opponent power, which is the generating the altruistic intention. And this is the motivation on why we are doing a purification practice of our body, speech, and mind. What's the driving force behind why we're doing what we're doing? So generating bodhicitta restores our relationship to sentient beings, because since beginningless time, we have been harming and creating huge amounts of negative karma in relationship to them. You know, it's not that we haven't created virtuous karma, we certainly have. But the fact that we have been in the service of the self-centered thought and the self-grasping ignorance since beginningless time, I venture to guess that our negative karma far outweighs our virtuous karma. And we have been in and continue to be in very troubled waters in relationship to them. And so bodhicitta helps to calm and pacify those troubled waters, because it is the most powerful antidote to harming sentient beings, in that it is the totally exact opposite attitude than that. And so it becomes this powerful antidote for the negative karma that we have created in relationship to them. So then the question is, well, why do we want to restore this relationship in such a vast, and as Venerable said the other night, in such an outlandish way? You know, it's going to take us more than three countless great eons, and I'm sorry, but who are these again, people again? Who are these sentient beings again? Why are we going to be doing this for three countless great eons? Well, I would say that all of our teachers, bar none, know why. I mean, all we have to do is look at the way that they benefit sentient beings every moment of their lives, from His Holiness on down. And there is a there are many reasons why we have this motivation and relationship to them. And one of them that I have found the most pivotal in me even thinking about being able to generate bodhicitta in my mind spontaneously in some future life, is there is a passage in the Lam Rim Meditation Outline Book from Kopan that is by one of, I think, the quintessent example of bodhicitta in body and speech in our world, Lama Zopa. Every time he opens his mouth to teach, there's bodhicitta. Every time he moves, there's bodhicitta. I mean, he exudes bodhicitta in the most remarkable, unique way. And this is what he said. This is kind of the succinct essence of one of the reasons why we go to these types of measures. Throughout all my rebirths since beginningless time, all sentient beings have provided me with every single enjoyment and need, from food and drink, clothes and shelter, education and medicine, to transportation and gadgets of all kinds, as well as their love. In fact, there is nothing I can point out as not coming from others' hard work, and there is no one I can point to and say, this being has not benefited me. In fact, the kindness of others is inconceivable and unimaginable, and they all deserve my respect and full attention, and to serve my kind mothers is the only reasonable response towards them. I mean, the profundity of that statement, we could meditate on that for the rest of our lives, and it would certainly nourish the bodhicitta aspiration. So that when the teachings say our awakening depends on sentient beings, this is what they're talking about, both figuratively and literally. Our awakening depends on them. Now, there are some really beautiful teachings in the Lam Rim that help us to generate bodhicitta, and this is just one of them. And that we have these teachings because it's very difficult to do. It is said that the teachings on bodhicitta don't take very long to impart, but generating it spontaneously in our mind, minimum several lifetimes, most assuredly an eon or so. So we have these teachings to continually feed and nourish this. So then on a practical level, how do we start working on restoring the relationship to all these mother sentient beings, and how do we start nourishing this possibility of generating bodhicitta? And Venerable says, well, we start restoring our relationships with sentient beings by starting with the ones in our life right now. You know, for all of those relationships in our present life that are in very serious troubled waters, whether it be a tsunami, a hurricane, or a typhoon, we apologize, we forgive, we let go of the grudges for those that we are able to do that directly. Then we move out to those that have died, those that we've lost contact with, or those that are not ready to contact us. And within our own minds, we generate those same feelings. We apologize, we forgive, we let go of the grudges, we cultivate love and compassion. And then she says, even farther out than that, is then to restore the relationships to all sentient beings, of which most of them right now are in some other existence that we have no idea where they are, who have been our mothers endless times, and who knows what suffering situation they're in. So once again, we hold them in that place of forgiveness, we hold them in that place of love and compassion. And we commit to attaining awakening so that we can eliminate the causes for all these troubled waters, for all these horrible things that we've done in relationship to them, and instead to cultivate only the wish to help, to serve, and to benefit. And so, for those who have been in a Vajrasattva retreat, we're going to do the refuge prayer in the middle of that page, on page 41. And so as we do this, is to bring into our awareness all the holy beings who were never out of their attention, were never out of their awareness, and to imagine all mother sentient beings in the space around us, and to really see that refuge and bodhicitta are not only the support to our purification practice, but they are a necessary support for all of our practices from now until awakening. So we just hold that in our hearts, hold all the sentient beings in our heart, this deep aspiration to become awakened for their benefit. And we'll do this three times. I take refuge in the tree jewels. I will liberate all sentient beings and lead them to awakening. Thus, I perfectly generate the mind dedicated to awakening for the benefit of all sentient beings. I take refuge in the three jewels. I will liberate all sentient beings and lead them to awakening. Thus, I perfectly generate the mind dedicated to attaining awakening for the benefit of all sentient beings. I take refuge in the three jewels. I will liberate all sentient beings and lead them to awakening. Thus, I perfectly generate the mind dedicated to attaining awakening for the benefit of all sentient beings.